A South Dakota House committee is passing on legislation that removes collective bargaining for the state's public universities. Proponents say the bill will give universities more flexibility. Critics say the bill makes South Dakota's conservative labor structure even more anti-union. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has the report.
Currently, five other states don't allow collective bargaining at their state universities. During public testimony of House Bill 1199, of the 3,500 university employees who are union eligible, only 122 are due-paying members. Supporters of the legislation say that lack of support is reason enough to remove collective bargaining. But Jeremiah Murphy disagrees. He's a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Education Association. Since South Dakota is a right-to-work state, he says those not paying dues are benefiting from union activity. Murphy says the legislation is an attack on unions because no one from the Board of Regents or universities testified against the bill.
The ones who are supposedly tied down by this onerous agreement, they don't seem to have any complaint. That is, all the parties to the agreement are comfortable with it. The attack is coming from the outside, from people not familiar with the status quo.
Murphy says union contracts provide stability, and without that guarantee, the cost for teachers will go up. He estimates that cost will get passed on to students. But the prime sponsor, Speaker of the House Mark Mickelson, disagrees. He says the bill sprang up from his work last year to transfer the USD Law School to Sioux Falls. That idea was rejected.
And how resistant the faculty there was to change. They have co-management rights, so they've decided not to join the union. And I don't wish to get into tenure or co-management rights of faculty, but I did want to send a message to those folks that says, listen, you guys are going to need to be open to change.
Mickelson says if universities don't adapt, students will go out of state. The bill passed on a 7-5 vote. Governor Dennis Dugard signed a similar bill last year that banned collective bargaining for tech school teachers in South Dakota. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.